Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, music to my ears, and hopefully music to your ears as well. Time to flip the calendar over into June, if you haven't done it already. June 1st, June the 8th is upon us, the beginning of the sixth month of the, 23rd year of this century. Can I go deeper? Into the year of our Lord, 2023, Anno Domini, which means year of our Lord in Latin, in case you didn't get taught that in Catholic school or even in the eighth grade. A lot of people have, they take dependent datives from the Latin and learn them well in junior high school. I even know of people being taught Latin anymore. Did you get Latin when you were in school?
No, I didn't. Some schools do have it as one of the languages, and no, we did not have that option. It was Spanish and French.
Really? Well, the basis of all Romance languages is Latin. Which was that was the official language of Rome. And therefore it became the official language as the Romans spread their ilk and yucca through all of what is now Europe and trying to, they wanted to control the world. How many characters have we had in the history of the world who wanted to control everything? They were going to control the world.
Yeah.
And the latest, the Chinese, people say, well, the Americans wanted to control the world. Well, I don't know. We didn't go shopping for land the way the Dutch did, the French did, the British did. The British, like, actually, most aggressive and warlike nation in the history of the planet, at least as far as we know. And now along comes artificial intelligence, which, if not taken care of very quickly, I mean very quickly, in the next 20 to 30 years, we probably will be vanished. I don't mean to say that in... Well, I do mean to alarm people because I think people...
extinction, but the world already is not as I grew up. The world is not how you grew up, probably a couple times over. It's not how your children grew up. And with AI, there are so many things that are really dangerous about it, with people relying on it too much, forgetting how to function, AI learning things in a manner that really should make a lot of people uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And I'm even seeing a lot of, especially with the ChatGPT, I'm seeing a lot of sponsored advertisement of using it. And, hey, if you do this, here's how you can use ChatGPT to your benefit. It is already teaching people how to, I don't want to say be lazy, but for lack of a better term,
relinquish their ability to think. Even the guy who runs ChatGPT says, uh-oh, we better stop this. That seems to me to be enough of an indictment right there. But make no mistake about it, this is something to deal with. It could end humanity, and that's not overstating it. It is that dangerous, and we've responded. It's all about money. People who created this, what the hell are they creating it for? Just so they can make, okay, I'm going to devise this, and therefore I'll make lots of money, and then you'll be dead there. Because they will, do what if they want to take over the world. It's either bugs or... And then how do they reproduce, though? That's the question. Because you have to have some sort of organic component. So they make more of themselves rather than... I suppose there's a different way of looking at it.
Well, they've already started cloning things. What was it, Dolly the Sheep?
Yeah, that was a while ago. Let's have some fun, shall we?
shall.
What would make you smile? Think about that this morning, or this afternoon, or this evening, whenever it is that you're listening to our program. By the way, the folks in Guam have had a tough time listening on K57 over there. Haven't had a tough time listening to K57. They've had a tough time with the weather. Weather tough in that part of the Pacific. And weather is, we're dealing with weather. One wonders about artificial intelligence and how that might impact the weather. You know, everybody's so worked up. I put aside all the concern that people have for climate change, that should just go away. If you're going to focus on one thing, you better be focused on artificial intelligence. Now, if there was something, as I'm saying that, maybe in 20 years, if I were saying the same thing in the same way, there's a chance that artificial intelligence would disconnect us, would disconnect you from me as they monitor whatever it is. You know, we're also so concerned about LGBTQ things and what's woke and whether this child at 13 should be a male or a female. All of that stuff is nonsense. If the big picture is really the big picture, then artificial intelligence is the big picture. So I think we just, and all of the business about us fighting about nonsense, the Republicans versus the Democrats. One thing that happened yesterday with the passing of the debt ceiling, the vote was 314 to 117 in favor of having this. I said yesterday, and I will say it again today, I think Kevin McCarthy did a good job. Biden, I'm not sure how much of this work was being done by him or his underlings. Certainly they both have staffs, but there was a coalition of Republican and Democrat that worked together. And so what was the outcome? Well, I guess if you wanted to go to the cliff, it was avoiding economic disaster. Would that really have happened? I don't know. And who wants to find out under the circumstances? You know, really? You know what people around you say and what people think. What do you think? Did you really understand what was going on? I tried a couple of times over the past week or so to go through the bill with you and just talk about the highlights. I think the best thing about it is cutting spending in areas where spending needs to be cut. I think the Republicans were right on this all the way through it, except it didn't go far enough. It should have been much, much deeper. The cuts much deeper. There's so much waste, so much fraud. But it's in the best interests of both Republicans and Democrats to keep some of that, if not much of it, going. And it's not in your best interest, no matter what. You can listen to the mantra from some of these goofballs who are supposedly leaders of the party, but they're not, or maybe they're people who are out there that are trying to justify their existence by having some cause or being associated with some company that benefits. There are a lot of people who still, there's so much corruption, a lot of people still are going to have big paydays, but at least this is something that keeps the ball rolling and cuts back on spending that needs to be cut. But nowhere near enough of that was cut, as far as I'm concerned. So I want to go back to smiling for a second, though. Can we do that, Jay? Let's smile.
Please.
Think about things that make you smile. I think about taking a train trip across from Chicago to Vancouver. That trip is supposed to be one of the most remarkable. That and the Orient Express or some of the trains that go across Europe. Those times would make me feel better. Not that I feel bad. I don't feel badly at all. I feel fine. But think about taking the time. I haven't ever in my, really in my lifetime, I haven't really taken, took a trip, or even today when I take a trip, there's a reason for it. I think we should all take a trip and have no reason. Just take a trip, right? If you go by yourself, or I'd like to have a traveling companion, frankly. Yeah, right, yeah.
Well, and I always like there's the difference between a trip and a vacation. I feel like trips,
yes,
you're more busier. You sometimes need a vacation after your trip, depending on how busy you are, how scheduled the itinerary is. And then and a vacation is like, okay, you are just shutting down and relaxing and just
doing something
and being
different.
And yes.
Yeah, doing something different. The NBA Finals begin tonight. They're on ABC at 8:30 Eastern Time. Who will win? All right, you putting your money on anybody? Do you and your husband talk about this, Ryan?
Well, we watched Game 7 of Boston and Miami.
Really?
Yeah, that'd be a nice one.
Yeah, yeah, I guess it is if you're
a little different.
Yeah. Okay, for those of you who want to travel in the scum buckets, this is scumbag city here. Dirtbag news includes a fertility doctor accused of using his own sperm to impregnate patients. You remember that story? This is a guy who had, he was 70 years old. He had a number of, 28 or something children. So he was flying in an experimental aircraft, and it crashed, and he was killed. So, see you later. Both the pilot and this guy, the passenger, Mr. Wortman, were killed instantly. And the plane fell to the ground after its wings fell off. This was some kind of experimental plane.
Yeah.
I laugh about it because
it was like
I don't really think about the pilot.
Aircraft.
Yeah, the other guy. All right. Excuse me. Another dirtbag in the news today is Danny Masterson, the actor. This guy's been in the news, in the negative news, for what, 3-4 years? This has been going on.
Yeah, it feels like this has been going on for a really long time.
Right. Yep.
But he's officially been convicted on 2 counts of rape.
Yep. So with that, one wonders about some of the other serious charges. Is Donald Trump going to get convicted of rape? What do we think about that? And I don't talk much about it because I don't know that I think it makes, well, I should say it does make a difference. Certainly the people who were involved, no question about that. But then, okay, at the end of the day, what does it all amount to? You know, it's, this guy's still going to run for president. He's all busy distracting, talking trash about his former press secretary, Kayla Mac. Is it, was it McEnemy? I forget how to pronounce her name.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah. And saying that she's not a big enough star to even be on Fox News, and she said the poll wrong. The poll had been updated, and she had the numbers wrong. And what was it? The rhinos can have her, Republican in name only.
Yeah.
He has a nickname for everyone. I mean, you do have to give it to the man. He is an equal opportunist when it comes to calling people names.
This is wackadoodle thinking. All right, here's another dirtbag. This middle school, was it a monitor teacher sending naked images of students? What the hell is the matter
with
people?
Students, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she was naked, and she sent the pictures to children that are, what, 14, 15, 16 years old?
Oh, younger, middle school, even younger
really?
Than 16, like probably 13, 14, maybe 15-ish.
Again, the question, what's wrong with people? 18 after the hour.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of your boat cruising along the intercoastal. And there's the sound of the prop hitting a really big rock. And now the sound of waves, because the engine stopped. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with the multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet, the faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
The Dell Technologies Summer Sale event is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest Intel Core processors, like Thin and Light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. It's the perfect season to power your passions during Dell's Summer Sale event. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's now 23 after the hour here. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and I are now about to dig into some celebrity news, social media chatter, things that people are sending back and forth between themselves, their groups, their followers. And so one of the children that Bruce Willis has with Demi Moore is named Tallulah. And she's talking about her father, Bruce Willis, and his dementia. The things that they missed from the early days. There's a great lesson here, and we're going to talk about what these folks have learned right after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
All right, so this is sad, but it's good, in a manner of speaking. And as we were just saying, Jay and I, off the air, how good it is that these families, Bruce has had two wives, and they both have gotten along well. Matter of fact, some of the stories about Bruce Willis and what's going on with him now, he's 68 years old, by the way, and how the families are responding to the broadening problem here. So he has a daughter and a son with Demi Moore.
Three daughters.
Three daughters.
Yeah, he's a straight-up girl dad. Three daughters with Demi.
Oh, I didn't think there was a son
with Emma Hemming.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, I remember when Demi Moore, when this first came out, said, okay, I'll help you. I'll live with the family and help as I can. Anyway, there were a number of signs of the declining health, and everybody in the family is in denial. So this the daughter says, quote, "The truth is, I was too sick myself to handle this. She has suffered from anorexia for quite a long time. And then there are other things. They didn't discuss her problems, and they didn't discuss his problems. Apparently, they didn't discuss any problems.
No, and when they always chalked it up to something else, like he would be unresponsive to certain things, and they just figured, well, he's hard of hearing because of his action films or other things, and they didn't realize that he was essentially suffering in silence with this unknown thing at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But they always just figured it was something else, or it was something that was not so serious. And now Tallulah is sharing a lot of the signs.
Well, it's easy to push this off. By the way, she was down to 84 pounds. So she got her own stuff that nobody was talking about.
Yeah.
What's going on with her? What's her psychological?
She has body dysmorphia. So she sees herself in a different way. She does not see herself how most other people would see her.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of times the underlying cause of other eating disorders, whether it's anorexia or bulimia.
Yeah. Well, imagine, though, think about all the things going on in your family. I don't mean Jay. I'm talking about everybody. Things that are happening to you, things that are happening in your family. Are you dealing with them? In the It's not like one of my sister had a heart attack yesterday, for example. How did I deal with it? How did my family deal with it? How did her husband deal with it? It was something that, I would never have expected that in 100 years that she would, because she's always been very active, but she's okay now. Had an operation yesterday quickly, and so she's okay. But again, what are we thinking about, I guess, in general and maybe specifically? Good question for all of us to answer. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. So what is catnip? Does it really affect your cat? Some people say if my cat eats catnip, he goes crazy. Other people say it doesn't affect my cat at all. Catnip is a little plant that packs a big punch. When exposed to catnip, some cats have wildly hallucinatory experiences, complete with rolling, bursts of running, and at times even aggressive behavior. Other cats have milder reactions, and some cats have no reaction at all. Why should catnip have such widely differing effects? The most recent theory is that it's genetic. Some cats have what's called a catnip gene. Some cats don't. Those possessing the catnip gene react to catnip in varying degrees. Controversy rages over whether or not cats who react to catnip should be exposed to what appears to be the equivalent of a mild drug. If you're facing this dilemma with your cat, the consensus seems to be that a little catnip every now and then is probably all right. However, I do recommend that you use organic catnip you grow yourself. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin, who makes it sound so easy.
It really is super easy. It's once a day, right at bedtime. You don't have to think about it again until the next night. And I am a living testament, y'all. I've lost 40 pounds of this product, and I have kept it off.
But then what do you do when you have the urges to eat the stuff that puts the weight back on, so you go right back to where you started?
It is like a multifaceted product when it comes to weight loss, because it helps with sleep, and it's also great for joint pain, too. So we have brought back everyone's favorite sales that we've had over the last 26 years and put them into one giant sale. So we've got discounts on every bottle. We've got the buy three, get three free. We've got some other stuff on there. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see a lot of options on there, which is great. This is going to be a great time to get on Calitrin.
Elizabeth Miller, thank you for being here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The House has passed the debt ceiling bill that would suspend the nation's debt ceiling for 2 years. The final vote was 314 to 117. Lawmakers voted on the measure late last night as a deadline to avoid a potential default is just days away. It still needs to pass the Senate. That chamber of Congress did get the bill late last night with a possible vote for today. In a static House, Speaker McCarthy after the vote.
This is fabulous. This is one of the best nights I've ever been here. I thought it would be hard. I thought it'd be almost impossible.
An opposing viewpoint from independent Bernie Sanders.
I cannot in good conscience vote for a bill that takes vital nutrition assistance away from women, infants, children, and seniors while refusing to ask billionaires to stop paying their fair share of taxes.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Call now.
Right now?
Right now.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, here's the way to get to us. Once a day, every day, you should have a bowl of Campbell's soup and also a call to Doug. 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, Jay, right? Do I have it right?
You do have it right. 855-999-3684. We want to hear your thoughts in your voice.
Don't worry, my pet, you just talk too much. I've been accused of that over the years. You ever been accused of that, Jay? Probably not.
I have not, no.
Never, right? Yeah, people have always...
Oh, no, I take that back. When I was younger in elementary school, I was one of those, like, whatever the lesson the teacher was teaching was at the time, I had some story that I wanted to share, whether it went with it or not.
Yeah, that's good. Express Yourself. It's another good song for a talk radio program. This is a conversation show, the Good Day Show. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen at the ready on June 1st with a focus on a neat hiking app which has released thousands of trail maps. You can download them free. This is good for hiker safety. One of the most popular of these apps, 27,000 trail maps. Wow, who would have thunk it, in a manner of speaking? Are these, I think they're all across the country, as a matter of fact, right? And this is to help not only people have a good time, but also for those people who get lost.
Yes.
Much as anything else, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a fantastic.
Yeah. This is good. Are you a hiker? Do you like to go, you and Ryan, go hiking?
We go on walks a lot where we are now. In Nashville, we would hike a lot. When I lived in L.A., I would hike a lot.
Yeah, a lot of places. My daughter hikes a lot, takes her son out, my grandson. They go up into the hills. Yeah, there are a lot of great places.
Yeah, it's great.
To go and have a good time. All right, I've decided that I want to spend a good deal of time every day on artificial intelligence and the different ways in which I don't want to, you know me, I don't like talking about the same thing more than once. I find it boring. If I'm bored, the audience is bored. But there's nothing boring about the confrontation that we are even now having with artificial intelligence. And I say we now in the collective, but more specifically the radio world. There are a lot of artificial intelligence chat bots, not boxes, but bots. And so the largest radio company, not my fave, but they would be, in this circumstance, something to, deal with. They're trying to deal with it themselves, addressing concerns over some of the public chat bots. And so what iHeart has decided to do is ban their use in any company project. We had Jennifer, was it a couple of weeks ago, because she works for Salem on KRLA in Los Angeles.
Oh, another, yes, to write up a fake press release.
Right, yep.
Well, and there are things that, if you scroll through social media, some of the posts, and some of them are even sponsored, will have things like, this is what I'm looking at right now, 8 ChatGPT prompts to finish hours of work in seconds. And then you scroll through the slides, and it gives you the exact thing to say to prompt the ChatGPT bot, and doing all the work, like change writing style, consult an expert, train it to learn your writing. Like, good grief. Forget the need for copywriting and copyright infringement. People are just going to be like, okay, I have a book report to do on this, and take it away, chat.
Push the button. GPT. Right. Nobody's going to learn anything. We'll become robots, which is what artificial intelligence is all about. It's like, with the precursor to this, as much as you all thought it was wonderful, oh, isn't it great we have these things in our hands, these fabulous instruments that we can look up anything. Who doesn't walk around with an iPhone or something like it in their hands all day, every day? Who doesn't sleep with one?
You have the immediate knowledge whenever you have a question of like, oh, who's that actor in this film? You can look it up quickly. You can Google it. Google has become a verb. It got to a point where it's like, okay, maybe this is good. This is good enough. Let's.
Nah. Well, this idea that comes from this company, but it ought to be a concern for everybody. Some of the people who are on the air, some of the people who are programming radio stations, some of the people, as you're talking about, working behind the scenes. So to ban public artificial intelligence use, is that a good idea? Absolutely. No conversation. Otherwise, you give over all of your power. You're giving, it's like when people give their power to a religion. This is worse than any religion, because there are no tools to protect yourself or anybody from this at the moment. And the government is, as usual, sitting not knowing what to do or not wanting to do anything and not being effective. So this is up to you. This is all the proprietary information that companies have, large and small, gonzo. This stuff will break into anything and steal anything and everything. We worry about the Russians and the Chinese affecting our elections. All they're going to do is set some robot onto the task of getting into the computers. I mean, it's just, it melts everything. It destroys everything. And I'm not overplaying this. It will destroy everything. You name it, you look at it, you experience it. Artificial intelligence will destroy life on the planet. It'll destroy your life. It'll destroy your family. It'll destroy all the friends you have. It'll destroy everything, your job, everything. And I'm not being overly sensitive to this, but I would like, and a few things in my life have I thought ought to be dealt with quickly and with, like, dealing with the Nazis, right? This is worse than the Nazis. This destroys everything. I don't see, some people say, oh, yeah, there's some good stuff in it. I was talking
there
earlier about my...
does the good outweigh the bad.
Yeah, right. My sister had a heart attack yesterday, or actually the day before, but the night before. And so she went into the hospital and had an exam, and they quickly found out, using the tools of the trade, what the problem was. And so she went into Mass General yesterday, and they did this. Another, actually, there's an interesting story about the reality of the health system. My sister's husband, my brother-in-law, has been in the insurance business for 50-some-odd years, a family business, and so he knows all kinds of insurance from top to bottom, and has frequently had conversations with me about how the insurance world is not really keeping up with the needs and the needs of patients, but also with the information boom. There's a lot of stuff going on now, a lot of illnesses that are coming in fast, and COVID was probably an example of, now there's some new kind of bug around. Who knows where that's going to go? Yeah, there's always something. And so, and by the way, artificial intelligence can exacerbate, can make the world of nuisance or worse, like the what we had with COVID. Artificial intelligence can make it three times worse than it is. It's, you have no idea what all of this includes.
Well, and there has to be a limit, because with health and in terms of medicine, it is wonderful, but as in those instances, it's being run and being controlled. AI is being controlled by human intelligence. So you have these professionals who are using it for a situation that can help, that it can almost cut the time in half, where a human can do this stuff. But in terms of saving a life, it's better if this AI has all the data and can cut that time in half and come to a solution. Where in terms of the everyday public, maybe not, because it's not human intelligence owning it and running it now. It is laziness.
Something,
people stopping to think.
People can't even imagine, really, I don't think, what the power is of this. Speaking of power, a lot of people on the AM good and bad side, this has been going on, this conversation, for a couple of months now. The power of AM radio in emergencies has been discussed by lots of people on radio stations that carry this program. There are a lot of people, I know that the bulk of my career, I've been on, according to some statistics over the years, doing this program, and I've probably had a dozen different radio jobs, dozen different stations that were station jobs, not the network and syndicated stuff. But this program, in the 35, 36 years it's been on the air, has been on close to 1,400 radio stations. And of that, I guarantee you the 1,200 of them were AM radio stations. And so there's that. People who've grown up listening to AM radio, and people say, you don't need it. I'm going to go to that point in just a second. But there are a lot of people who stay with the argument that in emergencies there's no place else to go. And that's really a good argument. It's not the strongest, but it is a good argument. The station that you are listening to provides news. Well, there's not so much of that, some of it anymore. A lot of local news has gone the way of the wind, but the good stations are still doing that with websites or on-the-air broadcasts or whatever. But when people mostly, depending on where you are in the country, want news, the big radio station in Boston, the number one most listened to, the two most listened to stations in Boston are the news station and the talk station. That tells you something. They're both AM stations. There are other stations in, if you go to the stations in Cleveland where you are, J, 3WE, that's still the talk station there, right? And there's, I don't even know if there's a news station. Is there a news station?
What is it, 1100 AM?
Yeah, that's
1100. But some of the AM stations have their brother or sister stations on FM.
Caring.
And like a lot of them who would, I remember going to 1100 to listen to Browns games. Baseball, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And now they're also simulcast on their FM sister station.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of that going on. Anyway, On the other side of the scale, equal opportunity, the AM band detractors, there are some people, this was in the, you know, I have 14 or 15 different sources I look at every day, and the Boston Globe yesterday had an opinion piece from a guy who's always been out to left, in my mind, his name is Jeff Jacoby, he's out to lunch, but he downplays the importance of AM radio, saying, quote, "It's lost its appeal, no longer justifies the complexities involved to keep it in electric vehicles." What the hell do you know? Would be my response. I'd love to have a debate with this guy. I was like, I love having debates with people. Like one of my favorite debates is methane gas and what comes out of a cow. That's a great debate for me to get into. And the same thing here. This guy says, well, we all have a cell phone. No, we don't all have a cell phone, you arrogant ass. No, that's not true. Some people have little flip phones. And is that the same
that's
as a cell phone?
A cell phone? That's a cell phone, yes. It's not a smartphone, but
no.
It's a cell phone.
Right. He says, even in vehicles that don't include AM, motorists can readily tune to an AM station through streaming radio apps. And you know what? There are the apps that we talk about for Good Day Show. You can find, we stay up with that. Good Day, you can find our podcasts and you can find our downloads every day at gooddayshow.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Okay, that's swell. But some people don't. For example, I don't really know how. I don't take the time to plug all that stuff in when I get into my car or my truck that has all of the hoots and boots on it. I can, if I plug my radio into the facilities on one of my trucks, then it takes over what's being aired on the radio, and I don't like that either. Anyway, I think that this guy's got his head stuck up where the sun doesn't shine, and I wanted to be able to say that and feel good about it, frankly. 48 past the hour.
We're recording this progressive commercial on a real boat to let people know that when you bundle your home, boat, and other vehicles...
What was that boat?
Progressive saves you money, Jamie.
Why are we doing this on a boat?
We were going for authenticity.
We're going to the city?
Authenticity.
You mean Atlantic City? But we're not in the Atlantic. Are we?
Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com. Omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DOUG. And get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages. Bacon-wrapped filet mignon. Gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts. Hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com. And use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
The waves were mighty and fierce as could be when my lady and I got lost at sea. We tossed and turned and we nearly drowned when my brave little boat went down.
Huh. Whoa, 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 no, none of that's true. You haven't had a date in a year or two. The sea was calm and the sky was clear and you crashed right into the pier.
Yeah, fine.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Separate subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I can start the food, farm, and family report with Moo, Moo, Moo. I'm in love with Moo, 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 because today is World Milk Day.
Yes.
Answering the old question, what was the first guy to drink milk thinking? It's kind of like who picks up a weed and smokes it, same kind of thing. Anyway, we've been drinking milk for thousands of years. The domestication, is that the way I'm pronouncing it? Domestication. Yeah, it's that, you know, people making animals feel at home.
Domesticated.
That's it, too. All right, let's see what the drinking of milk, how it came. Early, you know, the milk wasn't, we didn't have ice, I mean, they didn't have ways to chill it. So dairy products would, you know, go off pretty quickly, kind of like, you know, today, yogurt to a point, but more cottage cheese, that's rancid milk. That's all that is. And so when you taste cottage cheese, you think, yeah, this is yummy.
It's same just a bunch of curdles.
Stuff, right. It's all been curdling in your stomach if you have regular milk or ice cream for quite a while. Anyway, the Egyptians, the Greeks, the Sumerians, milk was a part of their mythology, actually. And as a matter of fact, there were groups in Western Africa who thought the universe started with a single drop of milk. How about that? Could have been it. Nope, wasn't the Big Bang Theory. It was a drop of milk coming from some mammary gland in the sky. How about that? You want to think about that for a little bit? Japanese Buddhists, they mocked people who consumed butter. Butter was something that was considered disgusting. So anyway, you go through the history of milk, you come up with all kinds of things.
It is interesting how, like, even in Rome, it was considered a low-class beverage, only consumed by farmers because they had no other choice. And then you had the milk campaigns of the 80s and 90s, was the Got Milk ones?
Got Milk, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right. Yeah. Today, understanding how the milk comes, this is dangerous for me to get off on because I spent all of our time here just talking about milk and what real milk is and where it comes from and what the significance is of cows on a smaller farm versus the factory farms that have thousands of cows, and whether there's a difference. And, of course, there is. There's a huge difference, actually. And I know that I say that coming from a position of knowledge, but for people who, there are fewer and fewer people who are curious enough to dig into this. They just see, okay, here's milk. Milk is milk. No, milk is not just milk. There's a lot of different, excuse me, if you will, variations of milk. But there have been times, because the government is now involved in this up to their Mickey, as usual, screwing over farmers, family farmers who have maybe 180 cows, a couple of hundred cows. The average farm now in America is milking 337 cows. The last time I milked cows on my farm was back in 2015, 2016. I had 135 cows that I was milking. We were selling about 100 gallons plus of raw milk a day. Could have sold a lot more because people understand that raw milk is much better for you. And in the history of milk, at least here in the modern era, the reason that it's gone to pasteurization is because the cows were not properly handled. They were dirty. People got sick from drinking the milk that came from dirty cows. Got clean cows? You're not going to have a problem. Here, clean milking systems. I'll tell you, selling raw milk made me a much better farmer, frankly. And so, anyway, there are lots of different things that have come out of milk. I thought some of the innovation that happened a couple of centuries ago. The breweries, I do this on my farm, the beer houses around, because they're all of these, what do they call them, the beer, what's the new trend, local breweries, but they don't call them that. What do they call the local brewers places?
Microbreweries.
That's
yes, microbrewers.
Yeah. So we have a couple of those here, and I get the grain from them and feed them to my cows. Cows love it, and that's good for their systems because it provides extra stimuli to make more milk, as does grass. My cows are all grass-fed. That affects the milk, the production. I don't milk cows. I raise cows to be milked. And what you feed them, it's like anything else. What you put in your body is going to be how you are. And the same is true of the of milk comes in whatever kind of a cow you're, whether it's an A cow or a B cow. A cows have not as good, they're the black cows. They have quantity but not quality. B cows, brown cows, much better quality. And during COVID, a lot of dairy farmers had to dump milk everywhere because there was no real way to distribute it. So anyway, we're happy to celebrate World Milk Day here on the Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.